This is Skip Murphy on land because the cruise ship has set sail without me again. But I got my man, actor, comedian Alex Thomas on the show with me right now. Grandma's House in theaters Friday. And Alex plays the troubled uncle in Grandma's House with Loretta Devine. I got to give you your props, Alex Thomas, because, man, the way, you know, how do you stay relevant? It's been over 20 years for you in the business, man.
Yes, sir, brother. You know what? I keep my ear to the street. You know, I gotta say that, man. I just, you know, most of the cats that have been around, there's a lot of guys that weren't able to stand that test of time to stand up, if I could say it. You know, cats that started out with me in the Def Comedy Jam days, BET Comedy days, whatever the reason may have been, whether it was drugs, kids, child support, or jail, whatever it was, they weren't able to keep on. I thank God every day, and I was able to stand the test of time, stay relevant,
yes,
and stay funny, man. As long as it's funny equals good ass, excuse me,
but
good,
you know,
money.
Put it on your resume, because, you know, the Jamie Foxx show, the Will Smith show, you know, you're
oh,
a major.
Yeah. Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince,
that
yeah.
Was, I always thank Will Smith, because that was my first real job in Hollywood, was being a writer on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You know, we didn't know that was going to end up being one of the biggest TV shows of all time. You know, we were just young and having a whole lot of fun. And I got real fortunate, man, to be around some of the greats every day. Being around Will Smith every day for 4 years. Being around Jamie Foxx every day for 3 or 4 years. You know, I worked on Martin for a while. So, you know what I mean? It was I soaked it all up.
You're not only actor comedian. I got to give you the reign as king of social media, because you're funny, God. Man. Instagram. You
hey man, my
crazy.
Instagram. If anybody's listening right now, and I know they are, they can check me out right now at Funny Man Alex Thomas. Funny Man Alex Thomas. Man, my life is I can't lie. I live a great life, and thank you, Jesus. Because without him, none of this would be possible.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I feel you.
My way. It's social media. When it first, like when Instagram first came out, Twitter first came out, I'm like, oh, they don't need to let me on this. They do not need to let me in the game, because I'm going to go hard in the paint. And that's what I just did. When you see my Instagram, it's just a window into my life. You're going to see that, you know, I love my wife. I love my daughter. I love cigars. I love golf. I love great food. I love traveling, and I'm funny.
Well, I know, you know, there are a lot of Instagram comedians, Alex, you know, or so-called comedians, and it's kind of difficult to look at them as all being legit, right? Now why is that? Why would you say that?
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm so glad you brought that up, because the game has changed. You know, I tell people all the time, not hating, just being real. Hey, man, just because it's funny for 6 to 15 seconds on Instagram and social media does not make you a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
This new generation, it has allowed them to kind of trip and fall on some funny real quick, but it really doesn't translate. I've seen guys that have you dying for 6 to 15 seconds and they call themselves comedians, and you go see them live on a comedy stage, and all they got is about 6 to 15 seconds of material. You know what I mean?
I know, right?
It's a different world having to get up there and be the headliner. You know, that a lot of us are, to be up there and entertain 500 strangers for 1 hour. Here's the mic. There you
go. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And, you know, congratulations in order for you too, man, because I don't think I congratulate you about your new baby. You're a new dad,
thank
right?
Thank you. Yes, man, I'm a brand new daddy. I love my daughter with all my heart. Her name is Halo Alexandria Thomas. She is the new love of my life, other than my wife.
Beautiful.
Now, because I'm a new husband too.
That okay.
Everything happened in the last year, Skip. It was crazy, man. You know, we got married August 31st last year. 9 months later, the baby came. My wife got pregnant that night.
So yeah, I got a photo of the baby girl. She is beautiful.
Thank you, man. You know, that's because her mama's beautiful. I had a little something to do with it.
I was getting ready to say, did you have anything to do with this one right here, Alex? Well, that is great, man. Congratulations to you. And before I let you go, I want to, you know, we were all stunned last Thursday with the news of the passing of the musical icon Prince, man. What are your memories of Prince, Alex?
Man, you got to understand, I am a late 70s, 80s baby. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In my world as a teenager, it was, you were either Team Michael Jackson or Team Prince. I was kind of like straddling the fence them here because they both were so amazing at what they did, but they were completely different. They were both weird and eccentric, but those are the people that make some of the greatest music ever. My wife and I were just talking about this because, like, we're like, just music will live forever. Our great-grandkids are going to hear about Purple Rain and When Doves Cry and Adore, and we could just keep going on and on. You don't realize, you know, how talented this dude was. You know, he was so far ahead of his time. It's amazing that, you know, if you really know music and understand, again, this dude played 7, 8, 9 instruments. Not only was he a performer, but he could sing and he can write. And he can do it all, and it was just really, really sad, man.
That style,
so young too.
That fashion, man, and his artistic creativity.
That's the only thing I didn't follow, Skip. I kept my butt in all my pants.
Kept it all covered up.
You know, Prince was. I gotta say though, he was a fashion icon, and he didn't care what you thought. He's just like, at the end of the day, I want you to love my music. And he understood the whole thing of image. Like, he was the only brother on the planet that could wear some pumps and still get the lace.
And still, man. Well, he'll be greatly missed. And, Alex, I want to say thank you, brah. We'll be going to the theaters on Friday to see Grandma's House, you, Loretta
Grandma's
Devine.
Grandma's House. They got to go see it and follow me on Instagram at FunnyManAlexThomas and just watch my journey. Next time I come to Dallas, next time I come to Addison, and y'all got to come out and see your boy.
All right, Alex Thomas.
Tell Tom Cruise I said thank you, too.
Okay.
Tom Cruise.
I'll get you on the next cruise.
I mean, Tom Joyner to get me on that cruise next year.
I'll work it out for you. Alex Thomas, thank you so much, man. Continued success to you.
Thanks, Skip.
All right, coming up next, Kiki Wyatt joins us on the show. Hold on.